Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 103. I'm your host, Brandon Reif. Jonathan Birdsong will be joining me momentarily, but we are back. Sorry for the delay, everybody. We've had some crazy schedules this week, these past week or so. We didn't do a show last week. I was at the Purdue-Virginia game, so couldn't get a show in then, but we're here now, and we've got main guy. Let's see. JB, can you hear me? All right, we lost Jonathan there for a second. We'll see if we can gain him back momentarily. But anyways, big show. We're going to talk some NFL. We're going to talk college basketball, some NBA, and some college. We're going to try one more time. JB, are you there?
I'm back in. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. All right.
All right, man. We lost a little, you know, a little techno.
Yeah, you know, it's a Monday. You got to grease the wheel a little bit. I don't know. The product was kind of it's been kind of slow, it looks like. So we'll see how we do tonight.
Okay.
So, but no, I was saying it's been a while since we've had a show. I was going to produce. And kind of me and you, actually, we haven't really talked this past week at all, hardly. It was, both of us are so busy.
Yeah, it's a little busy. It's that time of the year. But, you know, there's still some things we can talk about. I haven't talked a little Butler, talked a little IU, talked a little Coach.
Yeah, so let's start right away. Let's start with the NFL. Let's first talk Indianapolis Colts. Jonathan, the Buccaneers, the Colts went down to Tampa and lost 38-35 to the Bucs. Your thoughts on that game?
Man, Scott Laporte, even I knew James Winston was going to turn the ball over at least twice. So, you know you're going to get the gift, but you still come out on the losing end of this, you know, side of the stick. I mean, I don't get it, man. You know, James Winston has these freakish games where he throws like three picks and throws four touchdowns and ends up winning the game. But the Colts offense, I mean, I know the defense kind of got praised for and kind of got knocked for some little boneheaded plays that they made in secondary and just different errors throughout the game with the defense. You know what I'm saying? They played good throughout. They played good for the most part, but didn't play good throughout. How about that? But the offense didn't do their part. The offense didn't do their part either, Brandon, to put points on the board. So when defense makes good, when the defense makes a good start, what is the offense supposed to do? You know what I mean? So,
yep.
Colts need to be looking at the bowl. They need to be looking at the bowl schedule rather than the playoff schedule. I'm sorry.
Wow. Over the weekend as well, the Colts did sign Jack Doyle 3 more years. So they've got him. And then it was announced today, Jonathan, Adam Vinatieri to the injured reserve, out for the rest of the season. There was reports today that Vinatieri said that he's going to go get his surgery and he has hopes to come back for next season.
I don't know if it would be with Colts. That's a legitimate thought in Adam Vinatieri's mind. In all power to him, but I don't know if it'll be with the Colts. I think this is a good split up for them.
The
Colts have a good defense. They do. Regardless of what anybody thinks about Malik Hooker being in and out of the, you know what I'm saying, of the lineup or whoever else is, you know what I'm saying, playing safety or whoever else is playing corner. The Colts have a good defense. It's their offense that needs fine tuning, and it's definitely their special teams that needs fine tuning. It needs to be rebuilt, I should say. So
right.
That's the way I look at the Colts in the off season.
Okay.
Rebuild.
Okay.
Offense, look, special teams.
Right. Looking around, let's talk about the Niners and the Saints. Niners coming away with the last second victory. Jimmy G, Jonathan, I know you've been cursing Jimmy G the whole season. Not a big fan of him. Did he prove you wrong?
Because he's part of the family tree that is, you know, the New England Patriots, man. they got a little, you know, that was a weird fun game to watch. If anybody missed it, I would, you know, saying definitely, you know, saying catch the rebroadcast somewhere. But Jimmy G, I mean, I question Jimmy G capability to win a game, and he went out and won a game. So it looks like the NFC doesn't just boil down to the 49ers. And I'm sorry, this doesn't boil down to Green Bay and Minnesota and the Saints. It also boils down to what the 49ers might have to say, and it's going to be highly competitive. I can't wait to the playoff. You can't wait to the playoff starts, right?
Yep, absolutely. Another one, big game yesterday. First I want to say we talk about the Bears on Thursday night. The Bears got a victory. Key victory, much needed. Packers still in the driving seat.
What as far as the NFC division is concerned, I think Minnesota's got that on cruise control.
Okay.
But do you gotta believe in Kirk Cousins winning a big game? Can he win a big game? The good thing is with them being in the driver's seat, they don't have to go to a frozen tundra Lambo, right? They don't have to go to a Soldier Field and try to, you know, deal with history that's, you know what I'm saying, a whole lot of pressure. Somebody's going to have to come in and beat Minnesota. The Minnesota Vikings. And again, man, you know, we're going to have to start giving Kirk Cousins a little. Just due, man. He put his team in position to win some games. And they hadn't necessarily been blowing anybody out of the water. They've just been winning games, and you always have to tip your hat to those that, you know what I'm saying, consistently are winning, and that's what the Minnesota Vikings are doing right now.
Yep, absolutely. My Steelers, John, big Steelers win yesterday. Almost tried to give it away, going for a weird, ridiculous fake punt. But
right.
Steelers beat the Cardinals. They've won 7 of their last 8, 6th seed in the AFC, in a crucial game next Sunday night against the Buffalo Bills at home. And Duck Hodges.
real crucial, man. Next couple of games for the Steelers are a little tough, I'd say. But yeah. Pittsburgh, again, I just praise, you know, the Minnesota Vikings for keep on winning and facing. But the Pittsburgh Steelers has faced what team has faced greater adversity than the Pittsburgh Steelers this year? You know what I'm saying? You take away your fan hate. They've kind of lost starters. They lost second string guys. So they lost, you know what I'm saying, all-star pro, all-pro wideouts, right? Running back,
yep.
You know. And they've found a way to keep on winning, man. So, again, you kind of tip your hat to – what the Pittsburgh Steelers have kind of put together, meshed together. Defense still playing at a high level. Offense is kind of feeding off what the defense kind of gives them. You know what I'm saying? Kind of being, should be a picture of what, like, teams should, you know what I'm saying, have to go through these types of whatever, adversity, injury, whatever it me, play for turn. If you can see, I'm kind of hitting at what the coach should be doing, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, you can't use the fact that, hey, all my starters, all my talent is gone, quote, unquote. Well, this is when, you know, the secondary guys need to step up, man. Again, Pittsburgh Steelers have stepped up. It'd be a big win for them if they can beat Buffalo, Brandon, and they can kind of solidify a spot for them in the playoffs. I think they still make it somehow. I don't know if they get that win just yet against Buffalo, though.
Yep, absolutely. If I sound quiet for a second, there is some audio issues where it's kind of cutting out a little bit, but majority of the time you're good, so just in case there's a delay there. Before we go to the next one, John, the next game, we're going to bring our guy real quick. We'll see if it works with him. Sweet Lou, are you there?
I'm here.
It's awesome. How are you? How you been, Lou? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did. My brother had it.
Well, that's always good. You don't have to clean up.
Right. Now, the thing, of course, that I'm a Cowboys fan, he's a Bears fan, so Thursday's game, he got the good result, and I did not.
Oh. You know, Jonathan is Jonathan keeps talking all season, Mr. Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett,
right.
That marriage. in this division.
This division is a joke. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't anybody above the 500 mark this season. I mean, we've seen that before, but I was hoping we weren't going to see it again. I mean, I call it now. I call the NFC East the NFC Least.
Uh-oh.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, Dallas is not living up to its potential. The Eagles are bombing out. They have a game against the Giants tonight. We'll see what Eli does. I mean, the Eagles need this game. Washington
oh, I love
lost,
it.
And the Giants, of course, well, I don't think I ever see them this bad, even in the 70s. I mean, 8 in a row they've lost now. And all because of that black cat.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's true. They haven't won since the black cat.
I'm hoping Eli
since
turns back.
They won a game.
Hey, who between you two, I am so three touchdowns, had that swan song tonight. I can't wait.
Yeah, I was asking this question on another show recently. Say that Eli does come back, which I don't think he will. Do you think he's going to go to Carolina?
Ooh. John, I'll give that to you. Floor is yours.
I don't think Eli Manning will be in any type of quarterback frenzy. Can we go sign Eli Manning next year? I don't think anybody would be trying to sign him up. He won't be the guy. The guys would be on that list would be like Cam Newton and the kid that played backup for the Saints
Teddy
Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, those two guys would
Bridgewater.
Be, you know, yeah, those two guys would be in everybody's, you know what I'm saying, back pocket. Hey, can we get that kind of guy? I don't think hell, even Tom Brady, be honest with you, because he's a free agent too, right? His name would be bandied about before Eli Manning signs with another team. I think he just kind of goes out with the Giants.
Okay.
Do you think Vinatieri's going to come back next year?
If he does, he won't be with the Colts.
I mean, come
does,
on, not for the he's a dinosaur.
John, he just needs to retire. This is it. This is the swan song. Let's just,
yeah.
You know, they put Old Yeller out.
Oh, wow. Not Old Yeller.
Hey, Lou.
Old Yeller, come on, yeah.
Lou, we didn't have a show last week, but I've been meaning to ask you, what the hell happened with the Jets and the Dolphins the other week?
Well, the Dolphins was a good game, and the Jets pulled it out in the last second with a field goal.
No.
That was yesterday.
Out the Redskins. Yep. Then the Raiders, they just kind of they destroyed the Raiders, lost to the Bengals. The Bengals is where I'm questioning. Sorry, I didn't mean the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Dolphins was a good win yesterday,
right.
But the Bengals?
The Bengals, I know. Of all the teams to lose to, you had to lose to the Bungles, who didn't win a single game all year, and then they found a final way to beat us. Well, at least it wasn't a loss at home, though, because that would have really been horrible.
Was that the last Jets win for the year?
Hard to say. You know, I'm going to say no. I think they can still win. I mean, the season is pretty much over, just playing it out, but I don't think we're going to see, you know, the last win of the Jets this year. Which,
the only reason I ask is because
the table would be a yes.
They have three playoff teams. They play at Baltimore, they play home against the Steelers, and then they're at Buffalo. That's all.
Well, one more win. It's still going to be losing record, but I still think that – but it's still be an improvement from last year, so I'll have to give them that.
Yep, absolutely. This is the time, Lou. I'm glad we have you on. This is the time me and Jonathan can gloat a little bit thanks to Julius Randle missing a free throw. And our Pacers knocking off the Knicks the other night.
Yeah, I know. Well, at least something good came out of it. Fizdale got the axe on Friday. Thank God.
John, you were a big fan of Fizdale, weren't you?
I was a big fan of Fizdale. I don't necessarily think Fizdale was the right guy for that particular job. I don't know I don't know what the Knicks kind of thought with this particular roster they put together. I don't know what they think, how many games they thought they were going to win this year. I really don't. They still got some bad pieces on this. I mean, still got some talent, but that's, you know.
Where is it?
That's It's talent. Believe me, it's talent. It's just not the talent, you know, that the Knicks fans are kind of warming. Oh, wow. He's going to bash
you. Yeah.
Well,
what else you got, Luke?
What I don't like, what I see somebody I don't like, you know, you can't actually be a happy camper, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You're right.
You know. I mean, what can I say? I tell it like it is, even if it is harsh.
Yeah. Our,
I heard the Knicks might be getting Mark Jackson as coach. Now, that might be a good choice.
Uh-oh.
He knows the team very well.
John, your thoughts?
It would probably have to be at the beginning of next season. So I can't see him leaving.
Right,
I can't
right.
see him leaving. I can't see him leaving his job at ABC.
That's Kush.
Right. The Knicks are somewhat messy because they're just going to get younger because they're going to be stuck in the draft again next year. And I mean stuck. Because they're gonna get a good young guy, but then again, like I said, he's just another good young guy, and they got a bunch mm-hmm. of good young guys.
Yep.
And they need
what
some,
else you got, Lou?
They need some vets and free agents. That's what they need.
Yeah. Well, we'll see about it. And you were speaking about the Mets for a second. Well, I think they're gonna have a bit of a problem with pitching next year because you know they lost one of their star pitchers. They lost Zachy Boy.
Yes, I saw that. Where'd he end up going? Was it Philly?
Across the river in Philly. Down the turnpike.
Hate to see it. But you got to be happy the fact that the New York Yankees did not get Strasburg, at least. They're probably going to end up getting Cole, but Strasburg went back to the Nats. So.
Yeah, I know. Well, they want Cole anyway. They're trying to get all the efforts to go after him.
Yep.
So, that's a revelation.
Booty bug, my man.
We got what, 13 minutes? I get ready for the thing about 10.
Lou, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You want to give your plug real quick?
Yes, the Enhanced Sports Show. By the way, we are a new time now.
Uh-oh.
5 to 6. Don't panic. It's nothing major. just. No, this was a personal request from my producer. We're now on an hour earlier, 5 to 7 p.m. Saturday night. The number is still the same for this week only because in January we're switching to another service. We're going to Uber, and I got the new number all set and everything. If you Facebook me, I'll be happy to give it to you.
Okay, absolutely.
If you could, yeah, just look under my name, Lou Tenor. I'm on Facebook. You type me in. And I'll give you all the information about the new number for when we start the new service on January 4th, because this Saturday is our last show of 2019. We're going on
okay.
Christmas break.
Absolutely. So I will find you up on there, and I'll hit you up.
Good.
Just all right. There you go. Thanks, Lou. Have a good one, buddy.
Thank you, fellas.
All right, John. That was sweet, Lou. A little bit of audio difficulty. I don't know if you had some audio difficulties. I know I did on this end.
Just a little, just a tad bit. He was going.
Yeah, I don't know what the issue is. So, all right, John. Let's talk Steelers. Or excuse me, we're going to talk Steelers. Let's talk Chiefs Patriots. Big game last night. A couple questionable calls. You hate to see these Patriot fans crying over some calls that didn't go their way.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. One, Andy Reid almost wet the bed. Let's be honest. Andy Reid almost wet the bed. This is what he does against Bill Belichick or anybody else with any clout. Andy Reid wets the bed. Dude, they should have put the Patriots out of their misery, but yet and still, we got to see Tom Brady look like do his best impression of Lamar Jackson when it was like a 3rd and 6 or something like that. I think Tom Brady got 12. I think Tom Brady got 12 yards. I couldn't believe it. 45-year-old Tom Brady. Anyways, not 45, but you get the point. Man, they almost lost it. They almost pulled off what would have been a classic. You know, I'm talking about the Chiefs. Had they just hung up a 30 burger, and I don't even know if 30 is a burger, but you know, hung up a 30 points that what they're capable of. But between his play calling, like second in the second half play calling, and Kelsey, who man, you know what? I'm not even a fan of that team, Brandon, but he has come up short in some big moments in Kansas City football history. Has to check. This yesterday he fumbled, right? When they need, like, dude, this that last thing we need to do is fumble, right?
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be Mr. Big Time, All Pro, right? Anyway, man, they didn't lose, but because the Patriots are a little bit different. Let's be honest about this too. Tom Brady, as the Hall of Fame goat as he is, and as good as they're trying to make the wide out, help me out, they're trying to make
Edelman?
Yeah, they're trying to make Edelman a daggone Hall of Famer now, you know. But he is good. I won't take nothing from it. From a slot sleeper position, he is good. But goodness gracious, Hall of Fame. Let's slow down now. But they are a little bit different without Gronkowski, you know. So, and nobody has kind of stepped up and filled that role again. How are the Patriots panicking? I mean, the only one that's super overtly concerned, rightfully so, is Tom Brady, because he's used to having not necessarily playing. Well, they played in close games, but nobody really likes playing close games, Brandon, not at all. You know,
right?
But they have, from his lens, the right amount of talent to have a good offense to keep up with the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? But you know, they just kind of fell a little short yesterday. But it ain't ding dong the witch is dead, not by a long shot.
Nope.
Not by a long shot, because all roads still got to lead through Foxborough. All playoff roads lead through Foxborough still.
Well, Baltimore. I mean, right now Baltimore's comfortably has a one-game lead, actually a game and a half lead, since they own the tiebreaker, with three games left. So Baltimore could clinch home field very soon.
They could. Do you want to play the Patriots? Do you ever want to play the Patriots twice?
That would be a showdown.
Yeah.
So, real quick before we go to the one NFC least team, Giants tonight. We talked a little bit with Lou. Eli has a chance to turn back the clock tonight. I really hope he has a great showing. There was talk all last week, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? I think it's ridiculous that people are having to talk about this. Eli is a definite Hall of Famer, John.
You just got to, like, who did he beat? He went to two Super Bowls. Who did they beat?
The GOAT.
He beat the New England Patriots. He beat a nemesis of his brother that his brother couldn't. You know, how many times did the Colts come up short against, you know, Tom Brady and the Patriots, right? We've won, right? Colts have won, but, like, come on. So, yeah, that's ridiculous, man. Eli Manning's not a Hall of Famer. It's ridiculous. So, I think it's like a segment that you just come up with so people just talk and say ignorant things. Because he's ignorant.
Yep.
To say that he's
absolutely
not.
Absolutely. What's it going to take for Jerry Jones to fire Jason Garrett?
Well, I think Jason Garrett's fired. He's going to wait till the end of the season.
Just going to wait?
He's just going to wait, not make it a spectacle. It's already going to be a spectacle anyway, right? He's going to wait and not make it a spectacle, because he probably doesn't believe in the assistant that they have or offensive coordinators that they have either to be leaders in that necessary locker room, or like changers of culture in that locker room. It's not Jason Garrett's fault totally. It's Jerry Jones' team. He's too big of a shadow. He can't get out of the way.
Do you think Jason Garrett would succeed if he went to the Browns?
If he went to the Browns, would he be a better coach than they have right now? Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
He would be an upgrade.
I was curious.
To get out of the way of the coach. Yeah.
How about my thought? The thought process I had, if Urban Meyer would take the job, and the next thing you know, we saw reports, and I had to send them to you over the weekend. Uh-oh. Urban.
I think Urban wants – he'll listen to anything. He'll listen to anything. But, like, man, it's too much power involved. But I think he likes his job that he has on Fox. I really do. I think he likes commentating on football. He left the booth, remember? Gruden leaves the booth to jump back into the grit and the grind. And I think sometimes Gruden feels like he made a mistake. I bet we asked him deep down. Well, he didn't make a bad mistake. He's made $100 million off it, right? But still.
Yep.
Like, you know, I don't think Urban Meyer, the USC job is not open to him. So I don't think anything else is attractive to Urban Meyer from a college standpoint. You can never say never. Who knows with him, but him going with Dallas Cowboys and being underneath the shadow and of Jerry Jones and I don't think so.
Does Jerry go and grab Lincoln Riley just up the road?
Jerry Jones will. Here's the crazy thing about that. Like, how much more money can he pay Lincoln Riley? Lincoln Riley's already making $6 million a year, and he's in the CFB this year. I know they're the less likely to win, but let's say they pull off the upset and beat LSU. Uh-oh. You know, I don't think Lincoln Riley necessarily goes to the NFL. If this was a down year, maybe. Down year meaning a consolary bowl instead of CFB, but I don't think he listens this year. I think he stays in college football.
All right, speaking of college football, let's jump right into it. We had conference championship weekend, John. One of the best weekends in sports.
Yeah, it was.
Let's talk Big 12 football. Baylor, Oklahoma goes to overtime. Winner basically was going to go to the college football playoff because the Utah Utes got smoked by Oregon on Friday night in the Pac-12.
Yep.
What's your thoughts on the Big 12 championship?
I darn near, Brandon, don't fall out. But I darn near thought if Baylor won, that if I was voting, somebody like me would have still put this Pac-12 team on instead over them, because I think the Pac-12 had a better football conference than the Big 12 this year. I think the Pac-12 had an equal, don't fall out, they had an equal to the Big 10. They just don't have an Ohio State type of powerhouse. They have a bunch of, Wisconsin's and Michigan's over there. Oregon's a good football team. They are. They just, Utah's. Arizona State, a good football team. USC can beat you and then lose the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks to subpar competition. Stanford, same way. They just don't have an overpowered. This year, like years past, it was always USC. They would always win all the games. Always Oregon always win all the games, right? There was that one juggernaut of a team. They don't have that this year. But I think they were better. Texas led me. You know what, Brandon? Don't fall. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in Texas. I am. I'm disappointed in Oklahoma State this year. Some of these teams that I thought coming into the season was going to be hot. Kansas, Les Miles, disappointed. You know. So, tell me what good teams are in the Big 12 again? Oklahoma and Baylor. That's it. Right.
Yeah.
So my point is, Pac-12 would have got in before that team got in. But as it stands, the name brand Oklahoma is in the CFB, and here we are.
Okay. SEC championship, LSU and Georgia. LSU putting the beat down. I know we've got Kirby Smart in your crosshairs.
He is. Why doesn't
so?
He can't win a big game. Maybe it's time for him to move on to the NFL, or maybe to another college, man. He's got a team that's as good as, you know, there's a handful of teams. There's five teams, remember, that we said could win a national championship, and Georgia was one of them, and now they're on the outside looking in.
Big Ten title game, Ohio State, Wisconsin here at Indianapolis. Wisconsin had the lead in the first half, was looking great, punched Ohio State straight in the mouth, and then, John, they just got tired, it looked like.
Brandon, I was disgusted at Ohio State because I had said that if Ohio State loses this game, they should they don't deserve to go to the national championship game at all, even as a one loss team. But that would have been hard mathematically, like who gets in, who gets out, does that, you know, who would just bounce, who would take Ohio State place. So that Ohio State put it into another gear and beat Wisconsin, so we don't have to worry about that debate. But it's now like going to the college, going to the national championship game, Ohio State and Clemson. I know a lot of people are going to say Ohio State because they're the flavor of this year, right? They are, but Clemson's been there, and I know Clemson's been there before, and I know Clemson they had a whole hell of a lot of a hard schedule with their ACC schedule, right? But I still edge Clemson over Ohio State. I do, just from the experience factor.
Yeah, we've got our matchup, LSU number one versus Oklahoma. I think LSU trounces Oklahoma. Oklahoma can't play defense. LSU may throw up 50-some points in this game.
Right, correct.
And then
right.
You've got Ohio State and Clemson. John, you talk about early lines. LSU right now is – the lines just opened today for the games. LSU is favored by 13, and Clemson.
Hold on, you cut out there one more time.
I'm sorry. It says Ohio, LSU was minus 13 and Clemson minus 2 for the game, opening spreads.
I don't know, man. Clemson's got a nice offensive line. We all know the quarterback is Super Sunshine Part 2. they've been there before. I know everybody's like, oh, man, North Carolina almost beat them. Yeah, and then they play in the ACC schedule, blah, 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 blah. They never play Notre Dame, blah, 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 blah. Clemson, I don't be surprised if Clemson puts 55 points up on Ohio State. I'm not saying Ohio State's not going to put up 40. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if Clemson puts up 50 points on Ohio State.
You got some grief with the Hoosiers being in the Gator Bowl?
You know, yeah, I do. We wanted a little bit better high profile. It's not that Tennessee is not high. Tennessee, you know, 20 years ago was high profile. T. Martin, Peyton Manning, those names we remember.
James Banks.
Tennessee, Martin, Steph, James, correct, you know what I'm saying, from a Ben Davis standout. But, man, this Tennessee Vols now, it's just not a sexy pick for me, and that's not to shame the Vols. The Vols actually went into the SEC season on a pooper, right, and ended up on a 5-game win streak after Alabama crushed them. Well, you know what I'm saying, it ain't nothing but up. You know what I'm saying? You can't look it up after that, right? After that, Alabama crushed them. I think Alabama beat them like 31-13. It might have been even worse than that, but. But no, man, Tennessee's on the upward. But like, there's no it factor, like versus factor. You know, I think a lot of people kind of wanted an SEC opponent, maybe Kentucky, because I think at one point they had a game that went on for a couple number of years where IU basketball played, of course, Kentucky basketball, and I think the schools were trying to get something going on with the football programs, but it kind of had some sizzle for a little bit and kind of faded out or whatever. But I think from a bowl, you know, bowls particularly entertainment and for the fans anyway. I think I would really rather see IU versus Kentucky.
Okay. The other bowl game, and we won't go into all of them. There's a lot. We'll go over those in another show when the audio is a little bit better. Yeah. Alabama is in the Citrus Bowl, and they take on Michigan.
Man, come on. Come on.
Harbaugh can't catch a break.
They just want to see either Harbaugh or Nick Saban have a conniption. That's all. That's all they want. They want to see Jim Harbaugh or Nick Saban have a conniption. And it's possible. It's going to be possible.
You want me to give you a sleeper pick on this one already? I've already got made.
Give it to me.
Michigan plus the 7. Michigan wins outright.
You know what, Brandon? If Jim Harbaugh beats Alabama, that counts twice as much as Ohio State now, doesn't it? I wish we had Tyler Fenwick on the call. I'd ask him. I might ask him that next time. Actually, we will ask him next week when we get him on the show, right?
Yep.
Does that count? How much does that feel better? How much would that mean to all Michigan fans if they beat Alabama?
Yeah, Alabama's down, though.
How much does it matter? It's
Brandon. Well, Brandon. I'm going to tell you it does because it's number
Brandon
one.
Rice. Yeah, Brandon Rice. Did we beat Ohio State this year? No. Hey. Did we beat Notre Dame this year? Did we beat Notre Dame this year? Yes. Did we beat Alabama this year? Yes. Get out of my face. That's a pretty good year.
But, John, you're going to get the excuses because the only reason I'm taking Michigan in this game is because a lot of these Alabama players are not going to play. They're going to sit out because they don't want to get hurt for the draft. They're going to sit out. There's going to be no-namers in there. Michigan should roll easily.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. The alumni will hush you. They're going to put a hush on you. Put a hush on you, Brandon. You better watch out. They're going to put a hit on you. Listen, if Michigan beat, that's what the sale would be. Michigan would have beaten Michigan State. I had that in them in there too. They would have beat Michigan State. They would have beat Notre Dame, and they would have beaten Alabama. That's a pretty good haul.
Can we go look back 13 weeks ago now officially when I said and you said I gave you the biggest hot take of them all and you called me crazy? Alabama not in the
football. You said Alabama wasn't making them. I said, wow. I said, are you sure? You want to go with that?
Had a lot of haters.
They're in the Citrus Bowl.
Absolutely. Citrus Bowl. They might even show up. Let's go real quick, college basketball, Purdue, Indiana, and your boys from Butler. But let's start with Butler because they're the undefeated team. What's your thoughts on the Butler basketball?
Yeah, I feel like I was the only person talking about Butler. Then the very next day, the national media, well, now local media was talking about Butler. Anyway, I think
they cheat off of you.
I think they're cheating off my Twitter feed. Anyway, all BS aside, man, Butler had put together a pretty competitive schedule, right? They play not a whole bunch of, you know, little sisters of the poor, because technically Butler's a little sister of the poor themselves, right? But they play the, you know, once you start going to Final Fours and once you start, you know, jumping from Horizon League to the Big East and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Now you come more high profile. So Butler put together a pretty good schedule this year where they played Minnesota. They played Missouri.
Florida.
Minnesota. Did I say Minnesota already? They played Morgan. They played some teams from around the country, and then Stanford. Thank you. They played some teams around the country, and they just different style teams, different teams, different conferences, different power conferences, and they've won. But Butler's 8-0. As we speak right now, and I think I don't even know who they play. They don't start their Big East play until like another week or so, but Butler's looking like a team with the they could probably make again. Big East is probably going to beat them up this year because it's going to be between Seton Hall being a player this year and a couple other squads that you're gonna have to look out for. I don't know what's going on with Georgetown. They got some little drama in Georgetown. But the Big East is still gonna be a beast this year. But I think once all the dust settles, Butler should make the tournament. And once they put together a super solid preseason that people might want to start. I mean, I don't know. You know, you gotta look at those brackets, man. I would trust that Butler can get a little bit further this year in the bracket than they have in years past.
Okay. Can we go ahead and stop the hype train? Yes, they're improved from last year without Romeo Langford. But let's just calm down these Indiana Hoosier fans. My God, they think they got the best team in the nation. You ain't even played a home game.
Yeah.
Beating off of you.
Yeah, the Hoosiers are more improved. They play more Team Warrior style basketball. Got a hot-handed guy. Their hot-handed guy, lead scorer this year, is going to be probably game guy Devontae Green, probably a secondary scorer last year, I do believe. But he's very hot and cold, very streaky. But they do have some complimentary guys coming off the bench and starting. But you're kind of right. They played a lot of cupcakes, Brandon. And I think they caught a Florida State team that kind of was kind of road weary and kind of tired, especially after playing Purdue. I know their love hearing that down in West Lafayette, that they softened up Florida State for the Hoosiers, right? But that was their signature win, and then they go to Wisconsin and lay an egg. It looked like no effort. So I think this will be a team of, that's going to have to mature, because there's still a lot of young pieces on this team, and this team also will kind of rest on the scoring prowess of one Devontae Green. If he can if he's hitting them, you know, which he's, you know, saying Lamar, he's likely to. He does have a hot hand, as he showed. He had a 30-point outburst against Florida State, right? But when he wasn't hitting them, which was like last night against Wisconsin, that's when you kind of look to the other pieces on this team. And Trace Jackson Davis is not necessarily an elite scorer, rebounder, shot blocker, and be able to be, you know what I'm saying, allowed to get some points down in the post as well, but not necessarily elite level scorer just yet. But again, IU still the better looking team than they had for sure from a team oriented standpoint for sure than last year, this year. So, yeah, but there's a hype train for sure.
Are you there, John?
I am now. I lost you there for a second.
Okay. No, I was saying, and then you got the Purdue Boilermakers. They played Northwestern yesterday, got a nice Big Ten victory. Before that, they played for defending national champ Virginia, undefeated Virginia. I was at the game. It was loud. It was ruckus. They beat Virginia at their own damn game and blew them out. John, thoughts on early on the Boilermakers?
Boilermakers. Boilermakers started out the gate a little slow. Texas lost, got a loss against Texas, got a loss against Marquette. Kind of wonder how they want to adjust with Carson Edwards not being there anymore. They kind of got to find, like, who's the next man up? Who's the next man that's supposed to do this? Is it Harms? Is it who's my thing about? I can't think off that roster. Someone of the young guys.
Proctor.
Yeah.
Wheeler.
Proctor. What's the other? The guy that got a German name. I won't pronounce it. Mispronounce it.
Stefanovic.
Yeah, Stefanovic.
They call him the Serbian sniper.
Yes, and he can shoot, right? But they just got to figure out what roles will fill. You know what I'm saying? And by the time Big Ten season starts, they'll know they're ready. So again, Big Ten season is going. Brandon, I think maybe nine teams get in. They'll beat up on one another. They will beat up on one another this year for sure.
Yeah. There were some people wondering where old Jonathan Birdsong was at for that Purdue game against Virginia. Big action game, no JV there.
Man,
we'll get him to one.
We
did put a credential request in for the Crossroads Classic coming up in a couple weeks, so Purdue and I forget who Purdue plays. I think they play Butler and then Notre Dame and Indiana. So we'll see for that. But we're battling through audio difficulties. It's been a pain in the ass, but we just go two more topics, John, and then we'll get off here. Slow show tonight since we're having audio issues. Pacers, they playing your boy PG, Paul George, back in the house tonight.
Is he going to play tonight?
He's playing right now. He already shot two bricks.
Oh, well, that's good. I don't know. There's been a lot to talk about.
They booed.
Go ahead. So when they said they've been booing him?
Yep.
You know.
There was the boos. They yelled every time he touches the ball, a Paul George sucks chant started.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Are they booing Paul George or are they booing Miles Turner? Which one?
Oh. Uh-oh. I love the fact you're on my side now on this.
I'm not on your side, man. He's got to play better than what he He's too good to play. He's too good to have these 1-for-7s, 1-for-6s, and then come back. And then come back, you know, against a chump Nick team with a good stat line. That's not good enough, Miles Turner. Miles Turner is better than that. Miles Turner, he doesn't necessarily have to have, you know, a Jermaine O'Neal type of game, you know, 20-10 and every night, or definitely doesn't have to have anything that ever resembles Roy Hibbert's up and down post play with the Indiana Pacers, man. But like I said, Miles Turner is way too athletic to be shooting. I think, is he shooting 30% from the field or less, something like that? And he's a seven footer, 6'11" and a half, whatever. And he only rebounds at five rebounds per. That's come on, man. You better than that. He's averaging 9 points a game. He's better than that. Like, Miles Turner is better than that. He's better than that. And the shame of it all is that I don't think the organization is using him right. I think the organization wants him to be some type of stretch. Power forward, small forward. I don't know. I think they encourage him to keep on shooting because that's what do you tell a shooter? Keep on shooting. Well, yeah, you do tell a shooter to keep on shooting, but you also, not when he's 7 foot tall. You tell a shooter, hey man, maybe you need to get down underneath. Maybe run a little screen roll down here, down low with you underneath the basket, man. Get you see something going in. Get you a couple dunks going in. Get you a couple layups going in. I don't know. Maybe get you the free throw line. I know he's not necessarily. Shooting at 90% there, but it doesn't necessarily – he's just nice free throws. And, again, I'm not a coach, Brandon, but you want to root for Miles Turner, but if the organization ain't using him in the correct way, then, how can you blame it all on the kid? So, again, from a fan standpoint, everybody else said, well, yeah, why can't Miles Turner play better than what he's playing? True. So – and then next thing fans want to say is trading. Okay, we trade him for what? And then what happens? Man, you don't want him to go to a situation, right, where we seemingly the Pacers developed him for another team, and then the team did everything I just said. That, hey, Miles, the Pacers weren't using it right. Now we want to use it right. And then next thing you know, Miles Turner is a freaking preeminent all-star, right? So, at this point, he kind of – lost in the shuffle, kind of lost in the story, right? Because fans are still waiting on Vic, and fans are kind of happy with the production they're seeing from Sabonis, and fans are kind of happy with this Pacer team, with whether it's the Holiday brothers, or whether it's T.J. McConnell, or whether it's
T.J. Warren, Malcolm Brogdon.
T.J. Warren, thank you. T.J. Warren, Malcolm Brogdon, you know what I'm saying? Miles, nobody got time to be worrying about Miles Turner.
I love it.
Did Miles Turner play well? Because now I'm looking for T.J. Warren. What was T.J. Warren's stat line? T.J. Warren don't have no problem scoring. T.J. Warren's problem is he needs to rebound a little bit better. Maybe pass a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know what I'm saying? I'm like the Holidays. We had them on one of them on the way out of here on the trade with Miles Turner. Now we're just trying to say, hey, man, Miles, you're just gonna have to whatever trade happens, it's probably just gonna be for future assets and you and whatever, because Holiday, they like playing with one another, and they make the Pacers kind of the bench mob kind of go. Even Dougie McBuckets is having great games while Victor Oladipo is out and Miles Turner is trying to scratch his head, trying to figure things out. It's bug, man. I want Miles Turner to play well, but you can't lead a horse to water. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make him drink. Not even Mr. Ed.
I'm just glad I can't believe it took this long for me to get Jonathan Birdsong on that Miles Turner hate train, and I'm great to see it.
People are out here saying he's soft. People are out here saying that he ain't got it. He's a bust. Show us something, Miles. If you listen to the show, show us something.
Okay. So we got PG in the house tonight. As doing Paul George every time he touches the ball. After his first bucket, he shushed the crowd after he made his first basket. Now a Paul George sucks chant has started.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
All right, we're back. Sorry about that.
We're back.
Yeah,
Brandon.
We're back. Go ahead,
all
JB.
Right, Brandon, can you hear me? Nothing, man. We probably just wrap it up, man. It's all good.
I got two things. All right, last two things.
Go for it.
NWO and Batista announced today going into the Hall of Fame. Your thoughts?
Not even mildly interested. Not even mildly interested. Why? The NWO is already in. Each individual member is already in. unless you're talking about they're gonna let Conan go in. They're gonna let Scott Norton, Buff Bagwell.
Just the name NWO.
No, not interested.
Batista's
the man, but Batista's a movie star now. He don't care nothing about no wrestling.
Okay. I'm doing my damnedest to try to get the Le Chompy on the show, John.
Get him on, man. We're talking.
I hope we don't have audio issues.
Well, we will. That particular day, you know what I'm saying? We had to talk to the folks over at Blog Talk and say, hey, man, we need this, that, and the other.
I hear you. All right. Well, we're sorry for the show. We're going to be back better next week. We may even do, John, a Facebook Live this week just to kind of get some more talk in.
We can, man. Anybody that's into the, you know, movies and pop culture stuff that I'm into, man, make sure you watch Watchmen. Make sure you watch Mandalorian. Make sure you watch, you know, the Irishman on Netflix. Not to be plugging anybody's network, man, but those are the things that I've been watching and absorbing, and I think they're great. I want to thank everybody that came through this particular show because we were in and out with the audio. Thanks, Sweet Lou, for calling in, and I want to thank everybody for listening.
Thanks, John.
Crossroads Sports.